This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says rescuing Nepali in distress abroad is a top priority. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Narankaji Shrestha reiterates Nepal's strong commitment to regional cooperation and multilateralism. And Russia warns of retaliation against US over Sevastopol missile strike. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda announced that rescuing Nepali in trouble abroad is a top priority. Speaking about the budget for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Prime Minister Dahal directed ambassadors to ensure foreign employment is dignified, safe, and organized. Prime Minister Dahal emphasized making passport services faster and more user-friendly, with efforts to simplify passport distribution. In countries without embassies, mobile services collect and distribute e-passport applications to ensure convenience for Nepalese abroad. Prime Minister Dahal announced the government's dedication to mobilizing diplomatic missions abroad to serve the nation's top interest. Prime Minister Dahal clarified that ambassadors can be recalled before their term ends if necessary. The Prime Minister's secretariat highlighted that ambassadors will be evaluated and managed to strengthen national interest and diplomacy. Prime Minister Dahal assured that ambassador appointments will be more orderly, dignified and transparent, focusing on efficiency and performance. Prime Minister Dahal has made it clear that efforts are being made to understand the report of the Nepal-India Eminent Person Group through the understanding of the two countries. According to the Prime Minister's private secretariat, he made it clear that he is negotiating with the government of Ukraine through diplomatic channels regarding the Nepali hostages. Prime Minister Dahal has said that the budget for the fiscal year 2023 to 2024 is relatively balanced, equitable and productive. In the meeting of the House of Representatives, while answering the question raised on the allocation of budget on the Office of the President, Vice President, Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and subordinate bodies under the Appropriation Bill 2024, Prime Minister Dahal clarified that the budget aims to achieve good governance, social justice and prosperity. The National Examination Board Examination Controller Office is prepared to announce the results of this year's SEE examination by Thursday. The controller Nandalal Powder informed that the final preparations have been made to publish the results after the examination of answer sheets and entry of scores are completed. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Narankaji Shrestha emphasized Nepal's commitment to regional cooperation and multilateralism. Addressing the 19th Asia Cooperation Dialogue ministerial meeting held on Monday, Minister Shrestha called for the implementation of the ACD Vision 2023 and Blueprint 2021 to 2030 to achieve growth and sustainability goals. Furthermore, Minister Shrestha addressed challenges such as COVID-19, climate change, and geopolitical tensions, stressing unity and collaboration. The meeting adopted key documents to strengthen ACD's framework. On the sidelines, Minister Shrestha met with foreign ministers from Iran, Myanmar, Bahrain, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia and Russia to discuss mutual interest. He also engaged with Nepali diasporas in Tehran, promising improved consular services. Shrestha returned to Kathmandu on June 24, 2024. Parliamentarians have stressed the need to address issues raised during the Appropriation Bill 2024 discussion in the House of Representatives meeting today. Parliamentarian Bhim Prasad Acharya said the budget debate is futile if parliamentarians' concerns remain unresolved. Parliamentarian Man Bahadur Gurung highlighted neglected strategic plans and demanded an adequate budget. Parliamentarian Mahesh Kumar Barthula called for better public access to parliamentary records. Parliamentarian Manveer Rai reported Nepali workers in Malaysia facing poor wages and living conditions. Parliamentarian Meena Yadav urged a campaign against the dowry system. Parliamentarian Maina Karki demanded disaster relief and rehabilitation. Parliamentarian Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai highlighted the unsafe conditions at Taplejung District Hospital. Other parliamentarians raised issues ranging from illegal gold trading to the need for fair treatment of contract employees, improved infrastructure and support for single women. The Supreme Court has issued a mandamus order to determine the salary scale of government employees based on the order of precedence. Supreme Court Deputy Spokesperson Govinda Ghimiri said the Joint Bench of Justices yesterday issued the order to the government to determine the salary scale of government employees based on the order of precedence. In the writ petition, the petitioner have argued that the government determined the order of precedence on 29 April 2019 and they were not getting salary accordingly. Nepal Quality Council has endorsed the assessment procedures for various types of textile and the Nepal Quality Standard for Safe Lead. The 112th meeting of the council chaired by Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Damodar Bhandari on Monday passed the standard determined by the Nepal Bureau of Standard and Meteorology. Spokesperson of the Bureau Prabhat Kumar Singh said with the passage of the quality standard, it has become easier for exporting textiles to foreign countries after accessing various types of textile. Now a sports update. Nepal has clinched 7 medals, including 5 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze in the 7th Asia Cup Open International Taekwondo Championship organized in Goa of India. National Sports Council said 7 players had participated in the championship and all won medals. The Nepali team won 6 medals in Kyurugi and 1 medal in Pyeongse department. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russia has accused the United States of orchestrating a barbaric missile attack in Crimea, leading to casualties including children and many wounded. As reported by Al Jazeera, the Russian Foreign Ministry summoned U.S. Ambassador Lynn Tracy, calling the incident a proxy war by Washington and promising retaliation. The U.S. State Department, represented by Matthew Miller, said the U.S. provides weapons to Ukraine to protect its sovereignty. Moscow condemned the use of U.S.-supplied missiles and warned of potential escalation. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov blamed the U.S. for the attack and indicated possible consequences. Russia alleges U.S. specialists coordinated the strike using American satellite data. The conflict continues to escalate as tensions rise between the two nations. Protesters in Kenya are set to take to the streets again on Tuesday, calling for a nationwide strike to oppose Kenyan President Ruto's new finance bill. According to Al Jazeera, the bill aims to address heavy public debt. The government has warned against violence and demanded protest end by 6:30 p.m. local time. Critics blame the government for violence in recent protests, which have left one person dead, 200 injured and over 100 arrested. Amnesty International reported that police fired on protesters last Thursday. China's lunar probe has returned to Earth with the first ever samples from the moon's unexplored far side. The BBC reports that the Chang'e 6 landed on the Inner Mongolia desert on Tuesday after a nearly 2-month-long mission that was fraught with risk. Scientists are eagerly awaiting the Chang'e 6 as the samples could answer key questions about how planets are formed. China is the only country to have landed on the far side of the moon, having done so before in 2019. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the intense phase of fighting Hamas in Gaza is nearly over, allowing forces to move to the northern border with Lebanon to confront its ally Hezbollah. According to the BBC, in his first Israeli media interview since the start of the war in October, Benjamin Netanyahu said he expected the ground operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah to be completed soon. Hezbollah has been launching missiles, rockets and drones into northern Israel in support of Hamas since the day after the 7 October attacks in southern Israel, when gunmen from Gaza killed about 1,200 people and took 251 other hostages. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon wind. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says rescuing Nepali in distress abroad is a top priority. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Narayan Kaji Srestha reiterates Nepal's strong commitment to regional cooperation and multilateralism. And Russia warns of retaliation against U.S. over Sevastopol missile strike. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.